Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 326 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Kristen Erickson. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, Kristen.
So today we will be discussing part two and actually the last part of chapter nine. So for once, it's not a three-part chapter. You know, it's fine. So this is chapter nine of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, A Place to Hide. So make sure you've read the chapter and you're ready to tiptoe your way through the details.
Also, don't worry. We're making up for the fact that this is only two parts in our next chapter, which is four.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
It's four.
Creature's Tale is four. It's so
that makes sense.
Which I actually long. Didn't even Katie. Realize when I was first texting you, because I told you to email Lori and ask if she would join us.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, and like for, oh, there's, you know, four. The first half.
Oh, I didn't
so
even
it's
catch
gonna be
that.
The whole, it's going to be like two whole recording sessions. We're going to have Lori back on, guys, for awesome. Chapter 10. I'm so excited.
Oh, man. Oh, man. It's going to be a good day.
I'm
days.
Looking forward to chatting it up with Lori.
Haven't talked with her this year.
I know. It's been so long. Okay, sorry. I interrupted your going into the recap.
I don't know what to do. You looked so sure and then so unsure.
I know. I was going to just yell it at you and I was like, I've done that so recently.
You could whisper it at me. That's how we're going to test if these mics are great. Pick that up. Okay. The adventure has officially begun on a quest.
Here I go again on my own.
Except it's the trio.
Oh, man.
They're on the run. And thanks to Hermione, they were all packed up and ready to go at a moment's notice.
Of course.
They're trying to find a safe place, but are almost immediately ambushed in a really cruddy coffee house with gray coffee.
Gray cappuccino. Can we? Okay, gray. The only thing that should be gray is the stuff.
Or characters.
It makes me think that cappuccino.
That's good.
That cappuccino was probably an oleato latte from Starbucks.
The olive oil thingies?
Yes.
Not good.
I saw, actually, my barista had a very special embroidered whatever you just said apron.
Yeah, they're really trying to push it.
They are really trying to push it, and I am sorry, it's gross.
Is it gross? Well, I will think it's gross.
I think
it's
so.
Really okay. Bad.
The iced one is decent.
Are we just,
but it's so expensive that I would never.
How much is it?
A tall $7.50.
No.
Yep.
And it, like, I'm not kidding, me and Meg both decided it tastes like burnt caramel corn.
Burmel corn.
It does. It tastes like burnt caramel corn.
I love caramel corn, though.
I mean,
it's great.
The
but
iced
like,
one is decent. I just can't justify that price.
Nah.
That's it's a lot of gross. Money for not a lot of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, I mean, I pay a lot of money for a venti, like a stupid amount.
A tall is $7.50.
Yeah, that's more than my venti.
How much is a venti of this stuff?
I don't know, because I only ordered a tall. So I was, because I wanted to
Were
try
they not
it.
Giving out little cups?
Mm-mm.
You're gonna be like gutsy enough to just be like, no,
I wanted to
they
try
always
it.
Try all little cups, and I love the little guys.
I know,
and the wee straws.
I've heard that recently they they are like really pushing it with samples and stuff, but I think that's because
it's nasty.
It's gross. Because you want to know what else they did the samples with? All the other gross drinks that they've come up with. That kiwi starfruit refresher,
I don't like that either.
I ate three kiwis tonight, by the
way.
I
like kiwi.
I like kiwi.
James goes. I said it's green. At first I was like, it's fuzzy. He touched it. I was like, it's green. He goes, green. And then he looked at it and he goes, green. Like, mom, that looks sick. And then I put a little piece on his plate and I was like, are you gonna try it? And he goes, mm-mm. He is so, like, I'm not just saying it because I'm biased and he's my kid, but he's like, he's not even two.
Yeah.
He is definitely so talks smart.
like a 2-year-old.
He is so smart. And then I have to tell this. So he asked to play Baby Shark. And so he goes, cute. Baby Shark Butterfly? Baby Shark Butterfly? And I was like, what is Baby Shark Butterfly? And then I realized he's asking me to play Baby Shark on Spotify.
So close.
And I was like, oh my gosh, you're adorable.
I love that.
Thank you. Yep. I do think both of my children are pretty brilliant. All thanks to me.
No. So, yeah, moral of the coffee story, don't order the Oleato latte.
How did we get to that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Oh, gray cappuccino.
Right. All right. And now, on to the summary for tonight. They head off to Grimald Place and get greeted by Old Dusty.
Old Dusty.
Once they get past the curses meant for Snape, they head up to the drawing room where Harry's scar hurts and then hurts more. And he goes into the bathroom and sees Malfoy crucioing Raoul at Voldemort's feet because Harry got away again. No, he's not wearing shoes.
Does Voldemort bathe?
I don't like that question.
I don't like the answer.
He probably just... Any
normal like human muggle thing thinking of him doing feels wrong.
Voldemort
not even muggle thing, because eating's obviously like
Voldemort does not poop.
Okay, you went there.
He doesn't do it.
Sarker says, I bet Wormtail hoses him off in a kiddie pool. Him and Nagini in a kiddie pool.
What if he takes these elaborate baths?
I can't even see him peeing. Like, that's just weird.
I literally can't see him doing anything. Like, I could not find words. Like, I literally can't see him doing anything human.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's mad.
Does a snake poop?
It just comes out.
Out a butthole?
I'm going to Google it.
Carry on.
All right, well, it's your turn.
Oh, no. I wrote snack.
I'll Google it.
Okay, good. I don't want that in my search history.
The things I do for the pod.
Oh, right. God. I don't even know how to go on from here. Anyways,
it's been a journey.
It's like birds.
So it's like all in white. One? Yeah. The fecal matter in the urine.
Yeah. He can't stand it. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, maybe like that's what he does.
I did in fact Google it, Amy Lou. I did Google that.
Too late. We are a science podcast, if we are anything. Mm-hmm. This is not just a book club, okay?
Want to learn about reptiles? We're and how they take you. A P-O-O-P? I'll tell ya.
Why did you spell poop? Because I spelled parks.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Anyways, so the only place that any of them can think of that would be relatively safe, although they don't really know it at this point, would be Grimald Place. And Harry offers that up. And the other two are like, what? And he's like, well, Ron's dad said that he put
What?
What? I was going for like a Scooby-Doo thing. Yeah. He said that Arthur had put said that there were jinxes up to keep Snape and the rest of the Death Eater crew out. So something that I feel like everybody's probably asked themselves at some point, if they've given this any kind of thought, is why couldn't the Death Eaters just get into Grimmauld Place after this, right?
Well, Snape has to tell them, right?
Right. So here's the whole thought process. So Dumbledore's dead.
Right.
Yes. And to keep up appearances, wouldn't Snape give this information willingly, right? Because he has to play that double agent role. But at this point, as a reader, we don't know necessarily, unless you're a really good guesser at that point, which I know a lot of you were, that he's just full on Death Eater. He would tell them, because right now we're Harry, we're in Harry's head. He's not a double agent. He is full on bad guy, right?
Right.
So they're all thinking.
And to a lot of the Order, not just Harry.
Correct.
Yeah.
Snape can get in there. He would have told everyone. He would have told Voldemort, this is the headquarters. This is where it is. It's hidden. XYZ. Blah, blah, blah. However, a secret that Snape kept to ensure that Grimmauld Place would remain safe, because he is a double agent, was that he never gave that information over, that Dumbledore was the secret keeper, even though he did know that. But Voldemort doesn't know who the secret keeper was. So he assumes that whoever is the secret keeper is still alive, meaning that Voldy and his crew cannot enter.
So, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So Snape kept this status by occlumency to block the knowledge that Dumbledore was secret keeper, was dead, ensuring that all of the other people were then safe. Secret keepers.
Oh, yeah.
And so Voldemort thinks that whoever is the actual secret keeper of the headquarters is still alive. Therefore, Snape cannot give that information out.
Solid.
I have two things about...
Secret keeper stuff is weird.
It is weird.
It is weird. Because, if you think about it, years down the road, can this place be secret kept again? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's weird. So
it is weird.
Okay, but what I was going to say is, one, do you think that it's weird that Snape wouldn't have tried to contact them here at this point? Do you think that, because, where else are they going to go, you know? So, do you think that he, I'm just kind of surprised that he wouldn't have...
Well, Harry
checked in every now and then.
Harry wants to. What do you mean?
Snape wouldn't have checked in to see are they staying here? So then I can
I think that perhaps he was counting on,
Harry coming to Hogwarts.
No, Phineas Nigellus.
Oh, okay.
He's the spy that's in on the inside, and it works.
Yeah,
it did work.
Give information over.
He didn't know Hermione was gonna boop the picture right off the wall, but. I think he was counting on him to essentially spy.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many of them are have realized that those are connected portraits.
I don't think anybody
has. I mean, right. I know that they've Besides been in his. Dumbledore. The Weasley family has been in the office.
But I think that.
But I don't know. There's so many portraits in there.
Assume,
you know?
I mean, I guess I don't know. But can you literally go to any portrait of yourself at any time? Because that's kind of a big security issue, don't you think?
I feel like no, because, I don't know.
Because Ron does say in Sorcerer's Stone to Harry, you can't expect him to hang around all day. And, doesn't he say something about, how many different portraits there are that...
Well, how many different people have that chocolate frog card?
So that's what I'm wondering. Do you think that Dumbledore just, goes to all of the chocolate frog Dumbledore portraits? Or is it, literally,
Do you have to, magically connect?
Right. Because, can you imagine anybody with a Dumbledore chocolate frog card can also, get information from the headmaster's office once Dumbledore has a portrait there? That would be a crazy security issue. You know what I mean? So, there has to be some sort of...
It's weird to think about.
Limits on it or something, you know? Or, they have to have purposefully connected. Maybe it's because that's a black family home, and he was a headmaster, so like there's a connection there. But then also, like,
what about
Armando Dippet? Does his family get information from the headmaster's office?
I would assume if whatever the magic placed in the portrait at the time would be somebody to share that information. Phineas Nigella strikes me as someone who would love to spill the tea constantly. And he's very nosy. He pretends to be asleep. I don't know. It makes me think of if he has like a professional Dumbledore portrait personality magicked in. So like my newspaper ads, myself in magazines, my chocolate frog card, any books that I may have.
Because they can't all be connected. That'd be insane, right?
I think so.
I would, because think about how many pictures are taken, how many portraits are done, or is it just portraits?
Like painted
and
portraits.
Not pictures.
Yeah, those seem
that are connected. Different. You know what I mean?
Maybe. I feel like there has to be more magic to it.
You know what? There's probably not. The author probably was like, I don't think about that.
I know.
I think also the portraits at Hogwarts might be unique to just portraits in general in the Wizarding World.
Yeah.
You think so?
Because I'm also thinking
information in them. It's a school. I don't know.
Hogwarts Legacy, which I understand is not like that is like added on, but there are a couple portraits in that game that like are
Bree has a good
connected
point
through like the Three Broomsticks and Hogwarts, or like
looky what Bree wrote,
maybe an original portrait and not a copy, kind of like when you have your original and photocopy. Okay, yeah, I like that.
So like copies of magazines, the chocolate frog cards, newspapers, yeah, those
so
things.
That's like different.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay,
I like that.
There was another question that I had. Oh, I was a little bit surprised, especially like now reading this again, at how like easily Hermione just agreed to go to Grimmauld Place.
I think that she felt that she had no other option.
It's just weird because like,
where else
you know,
do they have?
I mean, they go on the run shortly, you know?
Yeah.
Like I would have assumed that she probably would have pushed for like that more than this because... Mm. Like we just said, they're thinking that Snape probably told everybody. So like how unsafe in her mind, because she thinks of all these things, right?
Right.
Like but how unsafe is it in her mind to like show up here?
I think that she's scared, and I think that she is leaning on the safety of the order.
Yeah.
And trusting in Moody.
Maybe. I wonder what those spells would have done. I want to know what they did like to Snape, because we know he came.
Well, the one would tie his tongue.
But like, but just the whole time he was here.
Well,
like...
let's talk about it.
Okay, sorry.
Let's talk about it. Okay, so Harry is ready to meet Snape. He is so very angry. He's like, "Good, let's go to Grimmauld's place. If he's there, I'll off him a voody kiddy." Anyways, the trio still questioning whether or not Harry has that trace still upon him. So he's just feeling absolutely horrid about himself at this point. So they decide to go. So they reverse the spells on the Death Eaters and the waitress. And then they were gone before they could even like stir. And they're poop pop in the middle of a small and shabby square at number 12. Grimmauld Place. And it is only visible to them. So they're still okay because there's no trace on Harry. And nobody has said Voldemort. So quickly up the stone steps they go. Quote, as Harry closed the door behind them, the old-fashioned gas lamp sprang into life, casting flickering light along the length of the hallway. It looked just as Harry remembered. Eerie, cobwebbed, the outlines of the house elves' heads on the walls, throwing odd shadows up on the staircase. That must have been creepy for them. Long, dark curtains concealed the portrait of Sirius's mother. The only thing that was out of place was a troll's-like umbrella stand, which was lying on its side as if Tonks had just knocked it over again. So, that's a little bit nostalgic for him, seeing the troll leg knocked over. However...
We have the troll foot right on our desk here.
Right here. It is not cute.
No.
It's not cute. But it's an essential piece of this desk. It's been here since the beginning.
Yeah.
So this was actually Snape's doing, knocking it over as he arrived and got Lily's letter after the death of Dumbledore and before Mad-Eye had put the jinxes on the house.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm sure we're actually, spoiler alert, we're going to be podcasting with Lori Kim for the next chapter. So please make sure that you're there for that. And I'm sure she's going to have a lot to say about this.
I agree with what Blake said in Discord. She said, I don't think the Dustman would have fazed Snape. Like, I never understood that. Same. Like,
I don't think that's just to frighten.
Yeah, like, you think that for Snape it actually would have done something else?
Yeah, well, to the killer, right?
Right.
But if you think about the technicality in which Dumbledore died, he was never killed, per se.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm curious about, is, like, what was that actually going to do to whoever killed him? Just curious. Because, you know, Mad-Eye knows some dark magic.
I feel like it would have filled the person's lungs with the dust and killed them.
I'm also curious as to how that.
I like that.
I'm sure you do.
You like it, snake.
How did those spells hold? Because Mad-Eye, you know.
Yeah, that's. I think that was
oversight.
I think that was oversight by the author, to be honest.
Maybe he didn't do them by himself. I mean, do we know?
Maybe it was a group effort.
Well, hold on. Just because it's Mad-Eye's voice, I wonder, does that necessarily mean he cast them?
That's true. I don't know.
Maybe it was, well, does Arthur say Mad-Eye did it? I can't remember.
Actually, I think so.
Okay. Well, there you go. We all can't be perfect. Right. We know she's not. Anywhoosies. Okay. Excuse me. So Hermione takes note of the troll leg tipped over, as does Harry, because we see that from his point of view. And she takes a very logical guess and says, I think somebody's been here. Ron takes the safe route and says, well, maybe that occurred when, like, everybody was, like, taking their leave of the house. Yeah.
It does not specifically say Mad-Eye did it.
Okay, well, there you go.
It says Ron's dad said they've put up jinxes against him.
Okay, so they mean Mad-Eye's, the Ordai. Yeah.
Order.
The Ordai.
The Ordai.
It's Mad-Eye's voice. Doesn't necessarily mean it's Mad-Eye. I'm going to go ahead and take the positive route and say that it wasn't Mad-Eye, so our magic can hold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
So, like, Ron taking the sunnier side view of things, like, it doesn't mean somebody was here. Maybe, you know, they were rushing out because they knew that it wasn't going to be safe to stay there, and it got knocked over. Tonks is involved. We know that she's a little bit clumsy. XYZ. So they kind of are standing all on the threshold, and nothing happens. And I just picture them, like, inching forward out of the doorway, and this is what triggers the jinxes. Quote, well, we can't stay here forever, said Harry, and he took a step forward. Severus Snape, Mad-Eye Moody's voice whispered out of the darkness, making all three of them jump back in fright. We're not Snape, croaked Harry, before something whooshed over him like cold air and his tongue curled backward on itself, making it impossible to speak. Before he had time to feel inside his mouth, however, his tongue had unraveled again. The other two seemed to have experienced the same unpleasant sensation. Ron was making retching noises, and Hermione stammered, that must have been the tongue-tying curse Mad-Eye set up for Snape. And I felt like Piglet reading that. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. So that's the first one. And the second one is not really for the faint of heart, my friends. So Harry takes another step forward, and the shadows start shifting. Is Asriel here? Quote, and before any of them could say another word, a figure had risen up out of the carpet, tall, dust-colored, and terrible. Hermione screamed, and so did Mrs. Black, her curtains flying open. The gray figure was gliding towards them, faster and faster, its waist-length hair and beard streaming behind it, its face sunken, fleshless, with empty eye sockets. Horribly familiar, dreadfully altered, it raised a wasted arm, pointing at Harry. No, Harry shouted, and though he had raised his wand, no spell occurred to him. He was so stunned by this, you guys.
Yeah.
No spell. Not even Expelliarmus.
Right.
No, it wasn't us. We didn't kill you. Which is funny that he said that. That's not what I would have said. I would have been like, don't hurt me.
Right. Right. What the heck?
But honestly, as far as like three semi-freshly 17-year-old people who lost that loved one, right, that must have been a horrible experience to see. And then on the word kill, the dust figure exploded and they were all really shaken up. Hermione had actually crouched and covered herself with her hands. Ron was shaking and Harry was basically coughing and his eyes were watering because of old Dusty.
The dust.
And it was gone. What was left, like swirling dust and mist, Mrs. Black carried on with her commotion.
Mudbloods! Filth! Stains of dishonor! Taint of shame on the house of my fathers!
Shut up!
Shut up!
So Harry shuts the curtains with a bang and silences Mrs. Black.
And oh, like, nonverbal magic?
Right. You can
okay, Mr. Potter.
Also, he does that, but when we first meet this portrait, it's like adult wizard. Not that they're not adults now, but like they grown wizards like trying to force it closed. Yeah.
But now he can just
boop. Right.
Okay.
He's grown. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know either.
Hermione whimpers because, again, like as Tiff just described, like she was terrified.
Yeah.
That was, and you know, in case nobody here has figured out, that was Dumbledore. I know that it wasn't actually said yet, but it was in fact Dumbledore.
It's actually shocking.
Yeah. But it wasn't actually him, just, you know, something to scare Snape. Harry wondered if it had scared Snape or had he, quote, already blasted the horror figure aside as casually as he had killed the real Dumbledore.
Ouch-a-rooski.
It was like, I mean, you know, we don't defend Snape often, but that was not a casual kill, sir.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no.
That was bad for him.
Do you think that ripped his soul?
Dumbledore said, only you will know if it will tear your soul apart to help an old man out. But I wonder the emotion behind it, though.
Right.
Would it still have hurt him in some way, fractured something? He didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
He had hatred in his face to do it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that he was intact.
Maybe it didn't, though, because he wasn't doing it maliciously.
I know, but it's still like something in him broke.
Yeah. I don't know if I would say his soul ripped.
Maybe his heart.
But maybe his heart.
His heart.
Yeah.
His wee heart.
We'll have to ask Lori next week.
Yeah, we will. She has all the answers. all the Snape answers. Honestly.
So this is when Hermione casts Hominum Revelio.
Ooh, important for later.
Mm-hmm. And thankfully nothing happens. But Ron asks what that was supposed to do because... to him, it did nothing. Yes.
Oh, wait, never mind. No.
I love how
that
he's
wrong.
Like, it's okay. Like, you just had a great shock. She's like, no, the spell worked.
Oh, I know. She's so defensive. I love it.
So I copied some of this from the wiki. And it just talks a little bit about how this is, I would call it foreshadowing to, like, another important moment that's going to happen later in this book.
Mm.
So today is in this book the 1st of August. Not
I was like, wait a minute, what?
The 1st of August of 1997. So this is the first time that we see this spell used by Hermione here at Grimmauld Place. And then on December 30th, it's used again by the Death Eaters Selwyn and Travers at the Lovegood House.
No stinking way.
Yeah.
Ron showed up that quickly. Oh, wait. How quickly was it after Godric's Hollow? Was it even a day?
It was like that night. Yeah. I don't
think that was Christmas, right?
He wasn't gone for very long. Was it like 2 weeks?
Oh, I'm thinking of how quick from Godric's Hollow to Ron coming back. I don't remember how long he was gone, period.
Yeah, I want to say it was very quick after Godric's Hollow. So they use this spell to see if anyone's at the Lovegood House. And that is whenever we get the description of what it feels like to have it cast on you, because Harry obviously has it cast on him at Lovegood House. And it says that it felt like something was swooping low over him, immersing his body in its shadow.
Hmm.
Thought that was interesting.
The internet is telling me 4 to 7 weeks.
But really?
I'm sure we can come up with our own timetable when we read it next. But I love that, like, the first article is a Tumblr article. And the title is, "How long was Ron camping before he left the trio?" But maybe that's, but it says he was gone 4 to 7 weeks.
Huh.
But the trio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Themselves, like, as a whole, with and without Ron, it was like 9 months.
All right.
Enough for a pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From good old Bellatrix and Voldy Daddy.
Voldy Daddy.
Sorry to ruin the mood.
Etymology of Homonumber Valley.
Excuse me. It's etymology.
I was like, did I say it wrong?
Yes.
Literally translates to reveal a person. Homonym is
clever.
Person. Revelio, to reveal.
Revelio is the word of choice in Hogwarts Legacy.
Literally, all I do is Revelio
everywhere. I walk around.
Revelio,
Revelio, Revelio, Revelio.
So they go upstairs to the drawing room. I always have such a hard time visualizing how this house is set up. I don't know why, but like...
It's like tall and skinny.
Yeah, it's
like
just tall, weird
long, like long this way.
That like the living room is like up a story.
There's a bar on 25th and it is like... And I can't... ABC Tavern, maybe?
That sounds familiar.
It is like super, super skinny and long. And that's how I picture it.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Kate. Were you going to say something? I don't know. You looked like you like took a breath like you were going to talk.
I think she's heard of that bar.
Okay.
Don't know.
So they go upstairs to the drawing room. And Ron goes and looks out the window. And no one is there. And he assumes that if Harry did still have the trace on him, they'd have been followed here.
Correct.
Even if they couldn't see Grimmauld Place, which we do see later on when they... Don't they say Voldemort inside and then
they
start to see...
That's when
Death
they
Eaters
start popping
outside.
Up outside.
Is that how they figure out it's taboo?
No.
No.
No,
they
Ron hears
just
it
like,
on the...
Oh, they're
oh, yeah,
here.
Yeah.
On the radio.
They, like,
yeah,
didn't
Potter
understand.
Watch?
They didn't understand why they were there. They mm-hmm. were just like, there's people outside now. So Harry's scar.
I wish you guys could have seen her face.
His scar starts hurting, and obviously it catches him off guard.
I love
like,
this part.
Yeah. So he sees a large shadow and feels a fury that was not his own pound through his body, violent and brief as an electric shock. But he's still, like, present. So it's not, like, it's, like, coming. You know what I mean? Ron asked if he was at the Burrow, but Harry said no, because he's immediately like, what's going on? Like, where is he? Like, where is he feeling this anger? And Harry's like, I don't know. I didn't see anything. All I did was feel his anger. He's really angry. And, like, obviously Ron is very concerned because
oh my
of
God.
What just happened.
Yeah, he has no ability to think outside himself at this point.
Right. And, like, honestly,
I understand.
I would be feeling the same way. I would be like, oh my God, he's angry and his
is he
people
at the Burrow?
Just
yeah.
attacked the Burrow. So, like, is he angry at the Burrow? Like, what's going on? And obviously it has to be frustrating that, like, Harry didn't see anything, even though that's not Harry's fault. Because he could be at the Burrow. Like, was he cursing someone? And Harry's like, no, he just feels angry. And now Hermione is pestering him about why this is happening. Like, that connection.
Hermione.
Connection is supposed to be closed, Harry.
Oh, my God.
Give him a minute.
But,
Jeez.
Like, okay, so then she said that connection had closed. And I was like, but
ma'am,
did
no,
it
did not.
It never did.
It never has.
Harry never mastered occlumency even, like, a little bit either. So,
like, did he get scared at the end of five when he realized how he'd been manipulated? Sure, but that doesn't mean that he just miraculously figured out occlumency.
Right. Oh, I know.
He didn't. So anyway.
No. I think he just gains, I don't know. I don't know. Because sometimes I think that he finally has, like, mastered this thing. But then I often wonder, did he just master this connection, this once in all of Wizarding World type of connection? Did he finally master it there very, very close to the end where he could finally, like, shut it off and kind of, like, compartmentalize, like, I'm here in the present.
Yeah.
And then Hermione says, use the connection later. And then he sees, he's like, he's in the Shrieking Shack, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, this to me doesn't feel, it's not the same as occlumency. And I think I've contradicting myself from previous episodes, but like, this is a one off thing that they have.
Mm-hmm. Never happened before.
Never. There's no experience. No one knows. This is just a Voldemort Harry Potter thing, you know, good old Tommy boy, right?
Yeah.
And the boy who lived.
Yep. So this pain is so bad he cannot concentrate. That's me. If something hurts, that's what I'm thinking about, and I can't think about anything other than that. But he's trying to explain to Hermione, like, it did close for a while, but it starts opening again whenever Voldemort loses control, like how it used to happen. And I've honestly never thought about, like, Voldemort never really learning to control his emotions before.
Well, especially at this point, because let's think about from here to the rest of Deathly Hallows, how many things does Harry see? A ton.
A lot.
Is it because all of these things are happening? Like, things are finally starting to happen? Like, the whole thing with Gringos, he sees all of those goblins die and the people
Which
that are there.
Which is why I think it's beyond occlumency.
It just doesn't feel...
It's literally like a Horcrux because... connection. That's it.
You know? Because Voldemort knows how to close himself out from other people. Like, no problem.
Yeah. Very skilled
it's
at it.
Just Harry. So... I do feel like it's... I'm sure occlumency could help. But I don't know if it would, if he could stop it.
Yeah, I feel like maybe he would use occlumency to the best that he knows how to use it to close Harry out, or anyone for that matter. But it doesn't matter with this because it's not occlumency, it's not of the mind, it's of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right.
And therein, I think, lies the difference between occlumency is closing of the mind, but whatever this is, I don't even know if there's magic to close off the soul.
Right.
Right.
And
that's a good point.
I really like what Mike just said.
Hmm. Oh, Mike's here. Is this Michigan, Mike?
Yeah. If only Dumbledore had been more open with Harry, this could have been such a powerful tool for them to use against him. Would have been hugely beneficial to Dumbledore's plans. I agree, and I do think that that's probably a, dare I say it, flaw in Dumbledore's plan.
Hindsight is 20/20. Get out. Kick him out. Get him out of the Discord.
No, I kicked you out once, and I couldn't get you back in.
Yeah, that was really
That was
funny.
A Zoom chat.
Just like, okay, I got the night off.
Have I listened to Midnights? Is that what this was about?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think I have, actually.
I think I have.
Well, whatever.
Anyway, this
got
me.
You guys would have had a real good eye roll gif for me just then.
Oh, sad.
This got me thinking about how, like, we know Snape and Sirius, they're emotionally repressed, but it's different. Snape and Sirius are more, like, stunted due to trauma. And I'm not saying that Voldemort doesn't have trauma, but...
Oh, he definitely does.
No one's ever... taught him better, so he's learned to contain his emotions enough in order to manipulate others to his will, basically. But like, he never had anybody to, like, properly escort him through.
He like
learning emotions.
Yeah, like, holds them in enough until he can, like, torture or kill you.
Yeah. So Hermione very shrilly tells Harry that he needs to close his mind. Like, it's so easy.
is that?
Is that what Jim Dale
Shrilly.
Says?
Shrilly.
Harry.
Harry, close your mind.
She goes on to be like, Dumbledore didn't want you to use that connection. He wanted you to shut it down. And she starts...
Shut it down.
She starts saying, like, reminding him of things he already knows. Voldemort can plant false images in your mind. Remember? And Harry's like, yeah, I do remember things. Like, I don't need you to remind me that I was tricked into a trap once and I lost my godfather because of it. Like, I understand.
I think that Hermione, in some instances, falls under this, like, I kind of hate how the author puts her in this role as, like, the typical, like, nagging girl in the trio. But it is almost like when people get like that about something, it literally makes me just want to do it even less. I'm not even kidding.
I know what you're talking about.
Like,
I see that in you, my love. Your poor mother and father.
They're definitely the ones who get the other end of that the most, for sure.
Sure. But yeah, no, I feel you. And
if I was Harry, I'd be like, I'm opening it more.
Come on in. The water's fine. To kind of go off what you said about Hermione being like the quote unquote nagging girl, just to play a little devil's advocate, which I know is like people's way of being like, I'm going to be a butthead. But like, what if she's written that way in that moment to cater to the readers who are also like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those readers. And I don't know anybody who was, but I'm sure there are readers that are agreeing with Hermione being like, close it. What are you doing? And I'm on the side like, let's just take a look.
I'm just going to sneak right in.
Pardon me. I'm just going to scooch on in here. Midwest style.
Oh, man.
Anyway. Harry has a moment where he wishes he hadn't even told them that he had felt anything.
I feel that.
And he's
in my bones.
But he's also thinking because it makes Voldemort seem like a bigger threat. Mm. So he's fighting this pain and a scar, and it's described as like resisting the urge to be sick. And then a Patronus comes soaring through the window. It takes shape of a weasel, and Mr. Weasley's voice says, "Family safe, do not reply. We are being watched."
Do you think you have to know the location of your Patronus? Or you're just like, go to these people and it goes?
I think the second. It's the second one.
Kind of like, okay. You don't have to tell an owl like an address, I don't think.
Yeah. You just say, take it to this person.
Okay. It's magic.
So, do you disagree?
Thank you, Katie. No, I don't disagree.
Oh, okay.
Just choked. That's what you get. Excuse me.
It's magic.
It's magic. So Ron is obviously relieved. It's kind of cute because Hermione's like, they're all right. They're all right. Like, whispering it to him. And Ron goes to apologize to Harry, and Harry waves him off. And it's like, he said, it's your family. Of course you're worried. I'd feel the same way. And then he stops and thinks a moment and thinks of Ginny. And he says, I do feel the same way. Which this comes up later when Ron's having some Horcrux problems. So the pain becomes too much and he hurries off to the bathroom. This part stood out to me for the first time ever. Quote, he barely made it. Bolting the door behind him with trembling hands, he grasped his pounding head and fell to the floor. Then in an explosion of agony, he felt the rage that did not belong to him possess his soul. Yeah, because it's the Horcrux.
You're welcome.
Amazing.
It's not of the minds, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally going against what I've said in a previous episode. I believe Lori was on it. It's not occlumency that he's using. It's something else. And he doesn't even know what he's doing.
Soul speak.
Okay.
Soul speak?
It sounds like a Christian rock album.
It's Soul Social Hour.
Soul speak by Coldplay.
God, honestly.
Or Reliant K.
Reliant K, that's it. Not Coldplay.
Switchfoot.
Switchfoot.
Is that one? Mm-hmm.
Switchfoot. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I get Switchfoot and Coldplay confused all the time, and I don't really know why.
Hmm.
But I do. I was thinking really Switchfoot. Like
So, in his soul, I guess, not his mind, he sees...
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my soul.
I saw where you're going with that. He Holding sees the big
all around me.
He sees the big blonde Death Eater on the floor. This is not funny. Screaming in pain.
Somebody's being tortured and you're singing whatever that Christmas movie is.
Yeah.
Hey, that guy's in Harry Potter.
Don't remind me.
He dead now, but
in what's offensive? Life? What did no, I say that's offensive? Scrimger.
Sorry. I don't know. I don't think so. Anyway. Okay, he sees Raoul on the floor, clearly being crucioed. And Voldemort says, "More, Raoul, or shall we end it and feed you to Nagini?" Lord Voldemort, I hate how he refers to himself as third person. You're not cool. You're not that cool.
But he is.
No.
What's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Millennials only.
Oh my god. Hey now, ladies.
Yeah. Lend me some sugar. I am your neighbor.
Like when it's like, and fellas, yeah. Like it's all different from the ladies. Oh.
I cannot.
Oh my god. Lord Voldemort is not sure that he will forgive this time. You call me back for this to tell me that Harry Potter has escaped again?
He said that?
Yes.
Yes. He is so full of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not even wearing shoes. How are you talking to people not wearing shoes like this, sir?
No shirt, no shoes, no service. Anyway, he tells Draco to give Raoul another taste of their displeasure.
Their displeasure. Pleasure.
Do it or feel my wrath yourself. So Harry sees Draco's very terrified face. And I like this description. With a sense of emerging from deep water, Harry drew heaving breaths and opened his eyes. Like, I can just, like, feel him coming out of this soul connection, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's on the ground. He cannot stop seeing Malfoy's gaunt and petrified face. Gaunt. It's like it's branded on the inside of his eyes. Yeah, like, has Malfoy always been described as gaunt or just pointed no, face? So gaunt is like...
He's literally like yeah, wasting away.
Yeah. What are you laughing
what
about?
What's wrong with you?
It said branded on the inside of his eyes. And I pictured that scene in the movie where like...
I know what you're talking about in Five.
With yeah, the firework.
With the firework. And then it's like Malfoy's face is like imprinted.
Oh yeah.
And I was just saw his face going it's not funny.
Well, that part's funny. It's not funny now.
No, it's very sad right now.
Oh my god.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mia.
Yeah, that
exactly.
That's exactly what I thought of.
Oh my god, I clicked away just in time for it to stay that way in the GIF. Anyway. Here's Harry on the floor trying to grapple with what he just saw. And, oh, back to reality. Hermione's like, I have a toothbrush. Do you want it?
Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity.
What is with us tonight?
Could be the juice. Unlimited juice. All right. But a note that I had for the end of this chapter that even after everything, especially after things that happened on the tower, Sectum Sempra, smashing of the nose, everything leading up to these things, Harry can still show empathy for Draco. And I think that that's a testament to Mr. Harry Potter.
Totally. I totally agree with that.
Thank you.
Snaps Thank for you. Harry.
Yeah, those are for Harry, not you.
Whatever. I'm going to accept thanks because he's a fictional character and cannot talk for himself right now.
All right. Marguerite asks, who would you want in a portrait to talk to? Harry Potter world or real?
Dumbledore.
Duh.
Iggy.
Oh Dom.
Just want to meow at me.
I know.
I want to hear his little chirps.
whenever you say sucks compared to her answer.
I know.
Taylor Lily.
Swift. Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Who's Lily? Oh.
The way me and Tiffany just whipped our heads to each other.
I was thinking in real life, so when you said Lily, I was like, who am I?
Who's a Lily?
Oh my gosh.
Tiffany can't speak.
Same realm as Eileen, Prince.
That's a preset.
Katie K, what two locations would you want your portrait at? Hogwarts and Taylor Swift's private jet.
Yes.
Because she spends a lot of time in it.
There's a lot of time in that jet.
Oh, it's not funny. But I would get a lot of talk time with her. I mean, what else does she have to do but talk with me?
Yeah. maybe my parents' house and this house.
Nice. Oh, shoot. I should have said Cinderella's castle.
I was going to say one in Disney World, one in Disneyland.
World and land. Yeah. But where in each?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Space Mountain and World.
Okay.
And oh, really? Oh, now you're questioning. I'm sorry.
I'm in the Emporium, baby.
Or like, what would it be? Space Mountain or like by Spaceship Earth? It'd probably be by Spaceship
Mine would be
Earth.
Straight up in Pirates.
I would want a portrait sitting on an easel right next to Walt's new statue behind Spaceship Earth.
There you go. Can be in countless photo pass pictures.
Honestly.
And then where in land? And would it be Disneyland Park or California Adventure? Would it be Avengers Campus?
So many options. Why'd you do this to her?
I don't know.
Would it be?
I want to change my answers.
Too late. You're stuck with
Dang it.
Permanent sticking charm. I don't know.
Okay, well, if you think about it, we'll come back to you.
The place with all the snacks on Main Street.
That's a good option.
Like the candy one?
Yeah. Is that going to make you sad to not eat? Just watch people eat, or you just be like, eat that.
Your portrait could be of you making the candies so that you can be eating them.
Solid.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
One more. Dustifer, do you think that Draco was tortured into being the torturer, or do you think he was fine to do it, having never done it to someone before and seeing the effect it would have?
No,
tortured for sure.
Tortured.
Yeah, I don't think he would do that.
Did it just so he himself wouldn't.
I mean, clearly from the fact that he doesn't give away Harry, Ron, and Hermione.
Right.
Harry's face is swollen. Doesn't matter. He still knows who it is. Hermione looks the same. Ron's the same. He knows who they are. Their hair might be longer. Blah, blah, blah. He did not give them away.
Yeah.
He knows their faces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kate.
Fan story. This comes from Emily from March of 2021. Hello, my name is Emily Francom. I'm from Sandy, Utah. I just discovered your podcast a few weeks ago, and I absolutely love it.
Heck yo.
While at work, sometimes I pop my headphones in and listen. I try my hardest not to burst out laughing. You guys are amazing. I want to become your friend.
Yeah, well, good. We're friends now.
Especially Sarah. She makes me laugh so hard.
Same.
When she does recaps, and they make me laugh and make me think of Lewis from Ant-Man?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't love know Ant-Man.
Anyway, I'm a Hufflepuff 100%. Every test I take, I end up a Hufflepuff and proud of it.
Puff pride!
Woo woo! I'm basically Newt's commander. He's my spirit animal. I understand that. Animals are my life. I love all of them, but I have trouble with people. They don't like me, or I just don't know how to talk to them. So I am literally Newt's commander. I like to believe I'm a descendant of his. I love that. My wand is U with unicorn hair core, 12 1/4 inches, and slightly springy and flexible. My Patronus is a great gray owl.
That's cool.
I was pretty young when Harry Potter came out. I was born in 95, but I remember when I first became interested in it, my family had just arrived at our place in Bear Lake, Idaho. It was late, so it was dark. My brother spent the whole drive reading The Deathly Hallows. My parents had just bought it since it was just released, so he jokingly insisted on going into the cabin first to make sure Voldemort was not lurking in there. Yeah. He grabbed a stick from the ground and said Lumos and walked into the cabin. I thought it was funny, but had no idea what he was speaking of. The whole trip, which was 4 days, he spent in the back room reading, only coming out to grab food or use the bathroom. I thought to myself, if my brother of all people, who doesn't read many books, loves this book, it has to be good. So as soon as we got home, I grabbed the first book and began to read. I was hooked instantly. Harry Potter is my life now. My sister and I share memes and theories almost every week. We buy each other Harry Potter gifts. My family always buys me Harry Potter gifts. I have Newt Scamander's wand and Queenie's because I love Queenie.
I love Queenie.
She is precious and I will protect her with my life. I have all the picture book Potter books that have been released. So amazing. Absolutely beautiful. Being an artist myself, I just am amazed at the artwork in it. I also have Harry Potter Trivial Pursuit and it is so much fun. That game's dangerous. My sister and I have to play on separate teams because we know so much. I apologize this is long. I just love you guys and you make my day every time I listen. I am only still listening to book one with you, but it is so much fun. I can't wait to continue. Harry Potter was my friend and saved me throughout school. I have anxiety and depression. I used to self-harm. I was bullied. But I always related to Harry Potter and not knowing who I am. I always dreamed of going to Hogwarts, finding my best friends, and finding a place I belonged. Oddly enough, I did, and it was with my family. In college, I found two best friends who love Harry Potter just as much as I do. I found my place when Fantastic Beasts came out. I fell in love with Newt. I finally found a character I can relate to even more. I always related with animals more than humans, which is why I work at a farm and currently have a dog.
Nice.
I am proud to say that I am 1 year free of self-harm, and the Wizarding World has been such a great help. And thanks to you guys, if I am having a bad day or feel down, I pop in my headphones and turn your podcast on. You guys make me laugh and bring the magic back into my life. Thank you. I love all of you and want to become your best friend. You are fantastic. Keep up what you're doing. I love you guys. Love, Emily. P.S. I've attached a photo of my silly girl, Sammy, trying to eat my Queenie wand. Silly pit bull.
Aww. An itty bitty pity.
An itty bitty pity.
There's a picture.
Yeah. If they attach a picture, I'm putting it in this doc so you guys can see it.
It's a white pity with a black nose and it's chewing on a wand. It's itty bitty pity.
Did you bring a joke book?
I did.
Thank you for your story.
Yes, thank you. And I'm happy that you are, oh, well, I hope you're, as of 2021, right? And I hope you are still continuing on with those positive anniversaries. And I hope we make you laugh out loud.
Yes. Yeah, I hope you aren't successful in containing your bursts of laughter in the office.
Absolutely.
But thank you so much for your story. Let's see what joke I selected. I don't remember what it was. Okay. What does Dobby read?
I don't know.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Well, there's elves.
No. Elf help books.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're close to a bingo. Fozzie Bear, Taylor Swift, Alana, James.
I already said.
Lady Taylor Supreme. Swift. I'll have a Coke.
Disney World.
Wheat. Did Vinny, I get any of those?
You're grounded.
Vinny's grounded for no reason. Oh, look at that! We gotta go. What were they? I can't. For some reason, it doesn't let me see that.
Fantastic Beasts.
When Sarah fell out of that chair.
Someone breaks into song.
Look at you.
A furry friend.
Old lady.
Video games. And a Malfoy.
Nice.
It's because it's crossed off. I can't read it.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Ravenclaw.
Birds got a bingo.
Dirty birdies. Caw, caw. Great job.
All right. Follow. Did I already say that? No. Follow your hosts on social media. Myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at The Petrus Family. Tiffany's on Instagram and TikTok at TiffSwish_Flick. Amy, Lou, Mary, Sue got a bingo. And I do believe that the standings are the
Ravenclaws
same.
Ravenclaws in first.
Ravenclaws in first, Gryffindors in second, Hufflepuffs in third, and Slytherins in fourth.
Whatever.
It's been the same for a while.
Be quiet, you birds.
We got to change it up.
Ye birds. So,
What's this episode for?
So much. This is for
Snake
not poop. Of the mind, but of the soul. And I don't know what you just said.
Snake poop is what she said.
Oh, mine was
so serious, and I went so not.
You know what? You know, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of both. Okay,
for soul speak and snake poop.
There you have it, friends. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Chuckle my boys.
Are you rubbing your foot on a chair?
Yeah, sorry.
I was what's that sound?
How excited. I didn't realize it.
How excited are you guys to potentially be able to grab more gifts here shortly once we get video up and running?
So scared. Yeah,
right.
I'm so scared. And who's Lily?
Who's Eileen?
I don't know.
Nobody important.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.